Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hawkinsmith, Greg Pickle back with you talking some Penn State football. And this goes into the spring theme that we just mentioned a little bit. A lot that we look to learn and hope to learn. And it's a good thing in the end, but depth at wide receiver, it could be the deepest position on the depth chart. Just trying to think through them, Greg. I like what's at defensive end too. The cornerback depth is good. Offensive line depth is suddenly very, very good. But wide receiver, there's a lot of different pieces here, and to get pretty much all of them back, Penn State's got some things to sort out as in terms of what the pecking order is. But it's a good problem to have.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you'd be thrilled if you were in this situation at most schools. I mean, I know that they have a lot of things to figure out. You're waiting on your biggest piece of the year to come in Justin Shorter, and what is he going to do as a freshman? I think most assume he's going to jump right in there and have a spot, and after you watch him through his high school career and in all these different all-star events, you'd be hard-pressed to disbelieve that. So I think there's a lot of things to figure out. I think replacing Deshaun Hamilton is going to prove harder than most assumed it would be at this point, but let's not forget Juwan Johnson is coming on back, and he's a guy that I think you saw him training with the Giants, a few Giants, and some other college players during spring break. He looks great, as always.
He looks just like the NFL guys.
Doesn't he always? Yeah. Doesn't he? He just has this look about him that you just assume he's like 40, but he's not. He's, you know, 21, 22, and he's a guy that, again, he's back, and he is going to be in the rotation and in the mix and probably the leader of that group. But there's a lot of other questions to answer, too.
I think that it's – anytime you step into a bigger role, it doesn't go so he was hyped up big time in the spring, and I think he followed through on all that for sure, but you know, I don't think you saw a lot of touchdown production. How many I don't remember how many touchdowns he finished with, but
you keep talking, I'll just look quick.
We'll do what we usually do. Buy time to Google. But I think that it took until the last maybe third of the season for him to really make the big leap forward.
How many touchdowns do you think he had?
Three or four?
One.
He had one. Okay.
One, that's it. Yeah, it's actually surprising to look at and remember.
And it was the big one.
It was. It was a huge one, yeah. It was almost Deshaun Hamilton's, and then he would have had none.
Yeah. But
54 for 701 in the touchdown. So 53 yards a game, I think you'll see that go up this year. I think you'll see him more in the Deshaun range, which was 65 yards a game, maybe more. We don't know a lot of things about the way Penn State's going to operate on offense. We saw a little bit of what Ricky Ronnie can do. It was impressive in the Fiesta Bowl, but let's not forget Miles Sanders needs to be replaced. So there's that. Miles Sanders is, or Saquon Barkley
will
needs to
do
be
the replacing.
Replaced. Yes, Miles Sanders is the guy replacing him. So you have that dynamic to work out. You have obviously some maybe moving pieces on the offensive line. You have some a lot of other things to figure out. So there's a lot of intrigue around the offense this year. I think you'll hear a lot about the receivers though in a positive sense as the spring practice and then summer hype train, if you will, unfolds.
Yeah, and with Juwan Johnson, I think all the tools are there, and then some. I think, you know, he was standing a few people away from Brandon Marshall in that picture. He looked bigger than Brandon Marshall.
He absolutely did.
So you have that, and you have that freak show element there, and then obviously with Justin Shorter coming in this summer, if he keeps doing what he was doing in all these national showcase events, which really that was one after another, where he was he was the big guy there, the big name that came out of it. You have a couple of huge athletic wide receivers. And the next step, what is the next step for Juwan Johnson? Because I love his hands, and I love the consistency. You see that big body. You have to think, and I know they spread the ball around. It's the whole philosophy of the offense, but you have to think that he does a lot more scoring this year than he did in the past.
I would assume so. I mean, Mike Gesicki is a guy that was in that role a little bit. He's no longer available, of course, so you're going to have somebody take care of that role. You know, you look at what Penn State's able to do in a lot of different areas, Dustin. I just think that with Juwan Johnson, he's going to be a guy that is the go-to. And I don't know if Trace really had a go-to guy last year. I don't know if he wanted one, quite honestly. You could argue that Kosicki was maybe that guy. But, I mean, the offense is functioning without one. But I do think they're going to need a guy that can do it all. And it looks to me like he could be it moving forward. And he certainly, again, he always going to look the part. It's just a matter of whether he takes the next step to get to that point where he is a guy that is in conversations for the Biletnikoff War. There we go. And other, receiving honors, all Big Ten, so on and so forth.
So I think the idea of a go-to guy is interesting in this offense because there isn't one. But I think that there are four guys in my head that stand out as being a go-to guy in different in waves last year.
Yeah.
One was Deshaun Hamilton, who was the closest thing to a go-to guy from start to finish in the year. The other was Juwan Johnson. Mike Gesicki was another one, and Saquon Barkley as a receiver was another one. And yep. You look at if I'm right about that, and there's the closest thing to go-to guys that they had, Juwan Johnson's the last man standing here.
Yes.
So right. he's definitely the closest thing there, and other people are going to have to step into go-to guy roles. And I think there are opportunities, there are options, but that's one of the big – I hesitate to use the word issues, but that's one of the big questions that they have to start to address. And DeAndre Tompkins having him back and having all these different wide receiver options, it all helps.
Right.
But the complexion of the offense, well beyond Saquon Barkley, well beyond Mike Gesicki and Deshaun Hamilton alone, but those three guys, they comprise an awful high percentage of the offense.
No question about it. I mean, I think that's one thing that's easy to forget a little bit, that this is a group that is replacing a ton of production. You go back and look at last year's stats, and it sort of hits you that the top four receivers are gone. Mike Gesicki, 57 catches, 563 yards, 9 touchdowns, gone. Juwan Johnson, we talked about, gone. Saquon Barkley had 3 touchdown catches, he's gone. Deshaun Hamilton, 53 for 857 and 9 touchdowns, he's gone. So there's a lot of replacing to be done here. I think that we sort of forgot about, it's easy to forget about what Barkley did in the passing game. And, there's just not a lot of catches that come after those guys. Those four all had over 50 catches. The next is DeAndre Tompkins with 28. So, I mean, Juwan Johnson is back. He's going to obviously be a force. But there's a lot of guys to replace here. There's no question about that. And you just don't know a lot about what some of these younger guys can do. Is Brandon Polk a guy that finally makes another step forward? Does Mack Hippenhammer come in and really make the next step? And then again, Justin Shorter, who we've talked about a few times now, 5-star talent. You don't get too many of those to come through state college at the wide receiver position. You think he's going to start right away, but he's going to have to earn it.
This is Keystone Kickoff Show, talking some Penn State football. Looking ahead, we're continuing our series on Penn State's depth chart in 2018. We're looking at wide receivers now where, there's not holes to plug in terms of bodies because there's a lot of guys here, but there's you're going to need one or two players to emerge into bigger roles than you've seen before. You mentioned a couple of them. I thought the 2017 recruiting class was interesting by the types of wide receivers they brought in. KJ Hamler and Mack Hippenhammer, similar types of guys. You're looking at more quick interior, probably players. Yeah. Is one of those guys ready? It seems like KJ Hamler, just following the tea leaves, has impressed some people in his time on campus. He enrolled last January, so he spent almost over a full calendar year on campus. We'll get another session of spring practices here. What's Brandon Polk gonna do this year? It's been a little bit of a winding road for him, starting as going back and playing as a true freshman. Is he capable of jumping into maybe that slot position and adding a little bit more speed there? And for all the good that Deshaun Hamilton did, not really that pressing the opposing defense deep type of speed. They might be able to get a little bit more speed on the field.
Yeah, no, I think so. I think that you're going to see a handful of guys step up in that kind of a role. I think that Brandon Polk, fairly or unfairly, has been stymied over the course of his career so far by the John Donovan jet sweep, because that's what he was known for. And then he had the injury issue that popped up. So, I mean, I think that he's sort of had an interesting track to date. He's a redshirt sophomore at this point in time. I would expect him to have a big role this year. I do. I think he's a guy that you could see in the conversation to be among the top pass catchers for this group. Again, it's kind of hard to project that at times just because of the fact that, again, like we talked about, Trace McSorley doesn't always throw to the same guy. He doesn't always, target the same guy over and over again. He spreads the ball around. But I think that's also a reason why Polk will have a chance to take the next step forward, no question about it.
So last year, and really the past couple of years, you lose Saeed Blacknall, and you lose that sort of, and with Irv Charles opting to move on, they go from this trio of big-bodied guys to really Juwan Johnson as the last guy standing there. And you look at the heights and weights down the rest of the line. He's 6'4". Everybody else is 6 feet or shorter. And right. That's one of the reasons – another one of the big reasons why, on ability alone for sure, but Justin Shorter coming in, you go from having this crowded field of huge wide receivers to just having the one.
Yep.
Now he comes in at standing 6'4", 6'5", and it kind of helps his chances because he's different now. In addition to being so dynamic, he offers something a little bit different than the rest of these guys do.
Absolutely. There's no question about it. I think that you're going to see him be in a role too where – again, you look at this, and it's really hard to project, at least in my mind, it's really hard to project where things are going to go without Justin Shorter being on campus, because I just think he provides so much, or will provide so much to this group that they won't be able to keep him off the field. So how does that impact anybody else? I don't know. It's a fair question. It's an interesting question. The other thing, too, is that you thought there was a lot of depth here, and they moved Daylon Darien over to linebacker, and they obviously, you mentioned Irv Charles is no longer with the team. So they lose some pieces here, more so, and maybe they don't have the depth that we thought they have. And I think that'll be David Corley will have a lot of work to do, because he will have to, you know, put the pieces back together in a sense. He has a stud in Juwan Johnson. He has what looks like a stud in Justin Shorter. And he has some guys that are really talented but maybe need to take the next step. So we'll see how it all plays out. But there's no question that Trace McSorley is going to have some very, very talented guys to throw to. And one other thing I wonder about, Dustin, is do any of the other true freshmen have a shot to play? Jahan Dotson, really talented kid, has been talked about for that slot role. Does he come in and pass over any of the other guys, or does he redshirt? It's a question we'll have to wait and see.
And Daniel George, I mean, that's another guy
he's just forgotten about, isn't he?
It's hard to explain why. I think you see Jahan Dotson as that small, you know, the slot type receiver.
Yep.
And Daniel George, I don't think when you just look at him and height and weight, nothing really stands out as being freakish, but he's a really, really good athlete who I think maybe it'd be premature to say anything about him playing as a true freshman, but it probably won't be long before he's knocking on the door there, because he's really dynamic also, and the whole complexion of this depth chart will change, I think, once these guys get on campus and start to get up to speed in the offense. But Justin Shorter, I'm curious to see what they do with the slot with that in mind, because if he's so good in the summer, what do you do when you got to get him on the field?
Right.
And DeAndre Tompkins and Juwan Johnson are there. It could be a good problem in the end. All right, we got one more quarter here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Jeff Brown is just going to jump on with us in just a moment, talking some Penn State basketball in the NIT.
Hi, this is Scott Shirley, Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes. I'd like to personally invite you to join us for a very special event. Coach James Franklin will be coming to Stocks Manor in Mechanicsburg on Thursday evening, March 15th. Come hear Coach Franklin speak about building a winning team and learn more about the work that Uplifting Athletes is doing for the rare disease community. There will be appetizers, drinks, and photo opportunities. Please go to upliftingathletes.org where you can register for tickets. We hope to see you there.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can, when you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-LONG.